People used to have cows all over town here. They had to sell them a milk cow. When that cow come fresh, they didn't want to fool with a calf, so we'd take that calf down on the farm, raise it, you know. They didn't want to fool with it. Give it to you, get it out of the way. After it, you know, kind of got, a week or two old, what could eat. Fed them many a calf on a, I used to go around to the sale barn and buy them, take them down there and feed them with these buckets that got the nipple on them, you know. You have to buy a mixture, they called it powdered milk, mix it for the calf, raise them that way.
Have you ever seen these wagons, you know, that farmers use to bring in the hay with these kind of a frame on the sides of it?
Yeah, we've had them on our wagon all the time. It's just two cross pieces that come out on each side there and come up, you know, and then you nail a board out where you can put a wider load on it.
Was that called anything?
Hay frame. I thought it's one thing I think it's called, it's hay frame. Then also now we had, when we stacked this hay, we had what we call a buck rake. That's two mules wide apart on about 12 foot apart with a big long teeth slide around on the ground, you know, and pick that hay up and move it to the stacking place.
Uh-huh.
Even to bring it up to the baler later years.
Uh-huh.
I was making a, what you call a tongue in one side of that thing one time, and a door knife, I hit a knot in it, and I went through it and cut my knee there. And of course I went to the hospital, and the old lady sewed it up, never even gave me nothing, just sewed it up.
Is that tongue the thing that goes between the...
No, it's the one on each side. The buck rake had a tongue on each side. It hooked the mules in. It's mules are 12 foot apart, better.
Not exactly the same thing as what you'd have on a wagon?
No. That buck rake, they called it, just that long teeth. The teeth is 8 feet long. The tongue, too. The mules walked on each side. And you just straddle that hay roll and just move it right on up. You just pick it up.
Uh-huh.
You go in there with a 25-foot bale of hay on it sometime.
Oh. Where'd you keep your hogs on the farm?
Well, we had a pasture, hog pasture, and then we had a regular pen for hogs where you put them up and fatten them, you know. Most of the time, we just feed them all the corn and eat out there in the hog pasture. Of course, we had hogs and chickens and guineas. I remember seeing 50 to 100 head of guineas on that farm at one time.
Is that right?
Threw down grass, patched down there, about 2 acres or three. And they get out in that thing and hide out their nest, you know, and raise them little ones.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen a thicket right next to us belong to the neighbors up there. They never did clean it up. I've seen the quail come out there and mix up with them guineas. Couldn't hardly tell them apart when they're little, you know.
Uh-huh. Did your hog pen ever usually have any kind of shelter to it, or was it just open?
Most of the time, just open. We never did have too much shelter. We've had to, where we'd put hogs in a pen to really fatten them out, why we'd have a pretty good bunch of poles go up, you know, and put them up on them where it would keep it being dirty. Nowadays, the way they raise hogs nowadays really is to have a concrete floor with a shed over it. That's where you brood fowls and raise them in that, you know.
You were talking about raising cotton. Could you tell me about some of the work that you did when you raised cotton?
Yeah, you have to, we'd plant that stuff. First thing, you go down there and you bed it up, you know. And you run the middles out, you re-bed it back with a bill buster. And then you take a drag and knock the top of it off, you know.